leaves in autumn, winter's frozen landscape, and her own unrelenting dark thoughts. Now, finally, in mid-April, spring was creeping in. There were buds on the trees, lawns were turning green, and daffodils were swaying in a balmy breeze. She hated the fact that the world was having its annual rebirth, while she was as lonely and as tormented by guilt as ever. Worse, as if to emphasize how out of step she was with the prevailing spring fever, her kindergarten students were as restless as she'd ever seen them. She'd broken up two fights, read them a story, tried vainly to get them settled down before lunch, then given up in defeat. The noise level in the classroom was deafening, an amazing accomplishment for barely a dozen kids. Her head was pounding. Desperate for relief, she clapped her hands, then shouted for attention. When that didn't work, she walked over to the usual ringleader, Ricky Foster, and pointedly scowled until he finally turned to her with a suitably guilty expression.
"Sorry, Ms. Dewberry,"
he said, eyes downcast as the other students promptly followed his lead and settled down. That was the wonder of Ricky. He could stir up mischief in the blink of an eye and just as quickly dispel it. He could charm with a smile, apologize with utter sincerity, or assume the innocent face of an angel. A child with that kind of talent for leadership and spin control at 5 was destined for great things, assuming some adult didn't strangle him in the meantime.
"Thank you, Ricky," she said. "Since it's such a lovely day outside, it occurred to me that perhaps we should take our lunches and go for a walk."
Maybe the fresh air and exercise would work off some of this pre-spring break restlessness, and she could actually teach something this afternoon. Maybe it would cut through her own malaise as well.
"All right!"
Ricky enthused, pumping his fist in the air. A chorus of cheers echoed his enthusiasm, which only made Alice's head throb even more. Even so, she couldn't help smiling at the children's eagerness. This unchecked excitement and wonder at the world around them was exactly what had drawn her to teaching kindergarten in the first place.
"Okay, then, here are the rules,"
she said, ticking them off on her fingers.
"We form a nice straight line. We stay together at all times. When we get to the park, we'll eat our lunches, then come back here. No running, no roughhousing. If anyone breaks the rules, we come back immediately. Is that understood?"
They listened to every word, expressions dutifully serious as they nodded their understanding.
"Yes, ma'am,"
they said in a reassuring chorus. Alice figured they would forget everything she'd said the minute they got outdoors, but she refused to let the prospect daunt her. She'd been teaching for several years now. No 5-year-old had gotten the better of her yet. Not for long, anyway.
"Do all of you have your lunches?"
she asked. Brown bags and lunch boxes were held in the air.
"Then line up 2 by 2. Ricky, I want you in front with Francesca."
Ricky immediately made a face. Francesca was a shy girl who never broke the rules. Maybe she'd be a good influence, Alice thought optimistically. With Ricky right where Alice could keep a watchful eye on him, they made their way without incident to the nearby park, which the school used as a playground. As the kids sat at picnic tables and ate their lunches, Alice turned her face up to the sun and let the warmth ease her pounding headache. She'd barely closed her eyes when she felt a frantic tug on her arm and heard Francesca's panicked whisper.
"Miss Newberry, Ricky's gone."
Alice's eyes snapped open and she scanned the park. She caught a glimpse of the errant boy heading straight for the waterfront, which every child knew is off limits.
"Ricky Foster, get back here right this second!"
she shouted at the top of her lungs. She saw his steps falter and shouted again,
"This second!"
His shoulders visibly heaved with a sigh, and he reluctantly came trotting back. She was there to greet him, hands on hips.
"Young man, you know the rules. What were you thinking?"
"The fishing boats just came in. I was gonna see if they brought back any fish,"
he said reasonably.
"I told Francesca not to tell, 'cause I was coming right back."
He scowled at the tattler.
"How come you had to go and blab?"
"Francesca is not the one who made a mistake,"
Alice informed him as predictable tears welled up in Francesca's eyes.
"You know that."
"But it's really..."